Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. You know what that means. Survivor's on tonight. This may be our last Survivor for a while. Getting really bummed. You know, John and I were talking about Big Brother, which I haven't seen anything about that. Not
because it isn't going to happen. That's why.
Well, right, but they haven't even seen a thing where they're like, it's not going to happen. So I've like got this like tiny little grain of hope, which I should just give up on. But he was saying, and I totally agree, you know, these are people who are isolated in a house. Like, let's get them all into hotel rooms right now and leave them completely alone for 1 month. And then we put them in the house. And then we all get to have our great stuff. Because that's, you know, that's my favorite summer view. And for 20 years, I think I've been watching that show. Like, isn't it on three nights a week? Yeah, three nights a week.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know this. You and I have been in many meetings where any corporation, any company, especially a media company, deals with public relations. And the idea that a lawyer would probably say something like, if that house ends up a total coronavirus nest, and now we've got 20 people, human beings, on TV, you know, very sick.
Right.
What are you going to do about that?
Well, we're going to film it and we're going to play it three nights a week and we'll have that 24/7 live feed and we'll see if anyone dies. So that'll be like extra drama. Oh, my God. I just wish they would do it. I suppose they have some contact that we just don't see. Well, I guess maybe, you know, like groceries get delivered to that pantry room, right? So they could, you know, someone could be in charge of wiping all
that
down.
Got to. That kid must have ate, what, 100 watermelons last season?
I think they gave him 5 watermelons a day because that was clearly all he was up to. I love watermelon. But it has to be just right. I'm very picky about watermelon.
All
anyway.
Fruit needs to be right for it to be good.
It's true.
I got like a couple mangoes out there that I'm going to get after today. They're perfect. They're just ready.
Mm.
And mangoes got to be right, too.
Yeah, it does. Because it's just so bogus if it isn't, right? Do you have one of those mango cutters where it's sort of... Yeah, I don't use those either. I see ads for those and I'm like, oh, that looks so convenient. Because they're so, like, when you're holding them and peeling them, they're just so bogus.
Oh, they're difficult and messy, for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's get rolling here. Let me see if I have a sponsor. I do. It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. New episodes are up every Monday on radio.com, and you can follow him at Johnny Mosley Pod. In fact, that's where you can see Bryn and myself working out our problems with the live thing.
Oh, you left that up, huh? I didn't realize you left
that up. I left one of them up because I watch it. I'm cracking up. You're just like, stop it. It's not time for this yet. Stop it.
We're not ready.
Yeah. Readiness is overrated. All right. So, look, if you're a senior this year, you're hosed. I mean, you get it. For me personally, I can skip any kind of big ceremony where I have to sit there and listen to people talk and then watch a never-ending procession of
Didn't you like that stuff when you were a kid? You're a weird one because you had weird relationships as a kid, like you felt picked on and stuff, which I've, you know, heard you sort of scatter into different conversations through the years, but you also, you did stuff. You were into it, right?
Yeah. You know, I definitely don't recall my exact feelings about whether or not I wanted to walk at graduation. I just don't, I think it was probably one of those things that I knew I had to go do. And
yeah,
like your family's
good for me.
So I don't really remember my feelings about that day. I mean, I did, even though I definitely was not, you know, a popular girl, I had good friends. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that I wanted to be with them. So there are people, though, who love stuff like this, you know, or and kids who are just, you know, Of course I'm going to go to graduation and walk and get my diploma. And it's, you know, it's momentous. It means a lot to them. It's like a landmark. But they're not getting that this year. There's not going to be the big ceremonies and the big gatherings. And there it is right in the sentence. Gathering is not allowed. But this will help maybe a little. Oprah is headlining a virtual graduation ceremony on May 15th. So, which seems early, actually, to me. I don't know. I always think of June as being graduation month. But maybe this way you'll be able to pick whatever commencement speech you want to play for your virtual graduation. I don't know. They're doing it early. She's one of several people giving commencement speeches. So it's Oprah, Awkwafina. Maybe you're inspired by Awkwafina. Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, and more speakers will be announced later. So this is some kind of virtual graduation ceremony. It does sound like, though, like if Oprah gives, you know, a very impassioned speech that just, you know, people are like, oh, Oprah, you did it again. It's great. You'll be able to isolate that one and play it for your virtual graduation. But during this whole thing, so there'll be all these speeches, and Miley Cyrus will sing her song The Climb. So there's actually a musical performance as well. The event is called Hashtag Graduation 2020. Facebook and Instagram celebrate the class of 2020. So it'll be on Facebook Watch, which is, I guess, their...
Which one is the one where the butterflies fly away?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Is it a Miley Cyrus song?
The Miley Cyrus song, yeah.
I don't know. Butterflies fly.
Whatever that is. She's good.
Yeah, she is.
I hear that in my house all the time. My kid plays it. Yeah, Miley Cyrus is big here. But yeah. the song Butterflies Fly Away is really... It's good.
Is this it? Turn it up, Brittany.
This is The Climb.
Oh, this is
The Climb.
Oh,
let's hear that. I don't know this.
I've heard this one.
It was for the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, it was for the Hannah Montana
movie. I don't know this one. All right.
Yeah. So are you seeing the butterflies fly?
Oh, it's okay. I was curious if that's what this was.
Is this it?
Is this the one?
No, the Butterflies Fly Away is a more upbeat number.
Oh, I feel like this is just the, must be the acoustic version.
Well, either way, she's going to sing The Climb, and, you know, so that'll be part of the...
That's her ballad.
I guess, I don't know. I only know, like, Party in the USA and Wrecking
Ball. I think that maybe that's it with the Butterflies Fly Away, Party in the USA. It rhymes, right?
No. Yeah,
whatever. It doesn't matter. I can't believe I'm even saying any of these words.
No,
I take them all
back.
Oh, it is that?
So it's in that one?
Yeah. It goes, like, the lyric goes, I put my hands up playing my song, The Butterflies Fly Away.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she's excellent.
Party in the USA.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so that's a fun song. She should sing that one instead. The Climb, I don't
like it. Well, The Climb, you know, you reach your goals, Vinny. You know, you've reached graduation.
All right. There you go.
Oh, here we go. She should do this one second, like, now you've graduated, now it's party time. But alone. You got to party alone. You got to go home with your family. No graduation party for you. It's a party in the USA.
Yeah, I like it.
I love this song, and I never realized that butterfly flyaway part. It's so funny.
It's such a didn't neat recognize turn it of either. Words, too, because it's the butterflies in your stomach go away, you know? Like, not the... I like it.
That's funny. Wow.
That is funny.
All right, so this is Graduation 2020. Facebook and Instagram celebrate the class of 2020. It's on Facebook Watch, and it's on May 15th, although I'm sure it'll be available after that, and it sounds like, you know, maybe if you, if you're super inspired by Lil Nas X, he could be your graduation speaker.
All right.
So, sorry, seniors, you're getting hosed, but they're trying something for you.
I do like a man in hot pink stirrups.
Oh, my God. What could be better?
Is that what they're called? What are those things called?
Chaps.
Tap started.
Yeah. The stirrups are what you put your feet into on a saddle.
Shoot!
I knew what you were going for, though. You know what? Go.
Dang it.
It's kind of horse related and gynecologically related. So it's all the best. Some of comedy's biggest stars are coming together in the comfort of their own homes, of course, to provide some laughter and to raise some money. This is called AmeriCares COVID is No Joke Virtual Comedy Fest. And not only will there be a ton of comics, but Sia is going to do a special performance as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so you get to see her perform. The event will feature sketches.
Part of her.
Yes, you'll be able to see like from her chin down.
Right.
So it is going to feature sketches, stand-up comedy, and heartfelt messages. God, I can't get enough of those. To help raise critical funding for AmeriCare's COVID-19 response. This is a health-focused relief organization. They're doing protective gear, training, emotional support for health workers in the United States and around the world. Some anonymous donor has already agreed to match the first $100,000 of donations during the evening. So Bryan Cranston, there's a ton of big names here. Elizabeth Banks, Jack Black and Tenacious D, Wayne Brady, Kristen Chenoweth. Linda Hamilton is going to talk. Will Ferrell, Gal Gadot. Chelsea Handler, Mindy Kaling. It's a huge, long list. Patton Oswalt. They're all on them and many, many more on the bill. This is happening this Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern. So that is got to be 5 o'clock our time. I am not seeing it. This is on billboard.com. I'm not seeing where. Who knows? YouTube. Wherever comedy's normally sold. Or benefits.
You know, I was never really a big Jack Black fan. Not that I was against him, but you talking about his band and the songs, and I just never sort of got it. But man, he might be. I love those panda movies so much. Like, he's one of the best voice actors out there.
He's great.
He's perfect in those movies. All three of them, they're perfect.
I think I saw the first one, but I think my kids were too old by the time the next ones came out. Yeah, I think he's great. That, you know, sometimes I feel like Jack Black is one of those guys who is funny, but he tries too hard.
Uh-huh.
Like that first Tenacious D record is so perfect in every way because it's so doofy, but he really can sing. And the band is great. Like Dave Grohl plays drums on that whole record. I don't know if he does it in subsequent Tenacious D records. We listen to that. That's in heavy rotation even now at our house. I mean, Effort Gently, come on. That's a freaking classic.
I don't know it, but
oh, right. God. You know what? Do not listen to it with your children around, but you, of all people, should know Effort Gently. You'd die laughing.
All I can say is that the panda movies are probably the best not Pixar movies out there for kids.
Oh, what about Shrek?
Them.
Have you watched all the Shreks?
We haven't watched them all together. No, I do know the Shrek movies. So those are also what? The
I same, love those.
Is
yes.
it the same company? What is it?
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks? Okay. Yeah. Those
I don't
are
know who does the Kung Fu Panda.
I think DreamWorks.
Oh, do they? Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of direct for kids too. Like, you got to be kidding me. Do you think my kid's an idiot? Mm-hmm. But there's so much that's like, that was what I loved about the Shrek. I'm not as familiar with the Kung Fu Panda. I definitely saw the first one, but, the Shrek movies, there's so much in there for the grown-ups who are forced to watch those. I you know, there's nothing like a great kids movie. You know you're going to cry, so you get that out. It's fantastic. Were you able to find where this COVID AmeriCares benefit is
I'm
airing?
Looking. I don't see it, but yeah, it's not easy to find on that page.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a billboard. Billboard.com has the thing. Anyway, if you find it, jump in. Roy Horn, he's the one who the tiger bit him in the head and he went into a coma and he's all messed
Siegfried
up.
Siegfried and Roy, okay.
Yes. He has tested positive for COVID-19 and is currently, he's responding well to treatment.
Oh, yeah.
They are saying, this is to ABC News, most importantly, Siegfried and Roy send positive wishes to everyone impacted by the pandemic. Immediately, I started thinking about Tiger King when I heard this story. They actually are working on Siegfried and Roy are working on a biopic with some German filmmakers. It'll be expanded into a multi-part docuseries for television that's coming out in 2021. And I was like, oh man, that's strike now while the iron is hot, when people are still, you know,
right,
fascinated by the Tiger King thing. On Tiger King, Carol Baskin was trying to get Congress to pass the Big Cat Public Safety Act. That was like her whole thing, mm-hmm, which would end the whole business of owning, breeding, selling exotic cats. The Animal Legal Defense Fund started a petition to light a fire under the government. A ton of celebrities have signed it, and no small number, I'm sure, inspired by the show. Joaquin Phoenix and his wife, Rooney Mara, Edie Falco, Iggy Pop, Ireland Baldwin and her mom, Kim Basinger, Ruby Rose, Glenn Close, Angelica Houston, they're all on there. And they think that, and there's a whole long list, and they think that this may be what it takes to get this thing passed. I mean, who's going to argue that we shouldn't be breeding and keeping these things as pets? Like, who can possibly argue against it? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't understand why this hasn't already been pushed through. I don't see any argument for it. How are you going to tell me that that makes sense? That some random person, because they were able to cobble together three grand, should have a tiger in their neighborhood?
Yeah, no.
At their house in a neighborhood where other people live. No, the answer is absolutely not.
Right. And I don't even care if you live in one of those mansion neighborhoods where the houses are far away. Tigers are not pet cats. They're called domestic cats for a reason. They're little, and if they get mad at you, they can't kill you.
Right.
These big cats, and I guess a determined cat could kill you. I don't know. Anyway, there's your early trash, Vincent.
I found where you can watch the COVID.
This is the COVID, AmeriCares. Let's see if I can find the AmeriCares COVID is no joke virtual comedy fest. 5 p.m. our time on Friday at?
It's actually on YouTube, and you'll be able to find the link on billboard.com.
Okay, billboard.com if you want to get started.
And I found a pretty cool article. It says, here's all the live stream virtual concerts to watch during the coronavirus crisis.
Oh.
And I'll post that to Facebook. There's a bunch of stuff. It's actually pretty cool. The Climb with Miley Cyrus is on there, too. So,
And
that's going to be streamed on Facebook.
Oh,
I may watch The Climb during this commercial break so I can get all pumped up for my news.
Woo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.